Welcome to your five for the day. Today I want to tell you a story about Kevin, who thinks God lives under his bed. At least, that's what his brother heard him say one night. Kevin was praying out loud in his dark bedroom, and his brother stopped outside his closed door to listen. "Are you there, God?" he said. "Where are you?" "Oh, I see, under the bed." Kevin's unique perspectives are often a source of amusement. But that night, his brother realized for the first time the very different world Kevin lives in. He was born 30 years ago, mentally disabled as a result of difficulties during labor. Apart from his size, he's 6'2". There are few ways in which he is an adult. He reasons and communicates with the capabilities of a 7-year-old, and he always will. He will probably always believe that God lives under his bed, that Santa Claus is the one who fills the space under the tree every Christmas, and that airplanes stay up in the sky because angels carry them. I wonder if Kevin realizes he is different. Is he ever dissatisfied with his monotonous life? Up before dawn every day, off to work at a workshop for the disabled, home to walk the Cocker Spaniel, returning to eat his favourite macaroni and cheese for dinner, and later to bed. The only variation in the entire scheme are our laundry days, when he hovers excitedly over the washing machine like a mother with a newborn child. He does not seem dissatisfied. He lopes out to the bus every morning at 7:05, eager for a day of simple work. He wrings his hands excitedly while the water boils on the stove before dinner, and he stays up late twice a week to gather his family's dirty laundry for his next day's laundry chores. And Saturdays, oh, the bliss of Saturdays, that's the day his dad takes Kevin to the airport to have a soft drink, watch the planes land, and speculate loudly on the destination of each passenger inside. "That one's going to Chicago," Kevin shouts as he claps his hands. His anticipation is so great, he can hardly sleep on Friday nights. I don't think Kevin knows anything exists outside his world of daily rituals and weekend field trips. He doesn't know what it means to be discontent. His life is simple. He will never know the entanglements of wealth or power, and he does not care what brand of clothing he wears or what kind of food he eats. He recognizes no differences in people, treating each person as an equal and a friend. His needs have always been met, and he never worries that one day they may not be. His hands are diligent. Kevin is never so happy as when he is working. When he unloads the dishwasher or hoovers the carpet, his heart is completely in it. He does not shrink from a job when it is begun, and he does not leave a job until it is finished. But when his tasks are done, Kevin knows how to relax. He's not obsessed with his work or the work of others. His heart is pure. He still believes everyone tells the truth. Promises must be kept, and when you are wrong, you apologize instead of argue. Free from pride and unconcerned with appearances, Kevin is not afraid to cry when he is hurt, angry, or sorry. He is always transparent, always sincere, and he trusts God. Not confined by intellectual reasoning, when he comes to Christ, he comes as a child. Kevin seems to know God, to really be friends with him in a way that is difficult for an educated person to grasp. God seems like his closest companion. In our moments of doubt and frustrations with the problems of life, we can envy the security Kevin has in his simple faith. We have to admit that he has some divine knowledge that rises above our mortal questions. Perhaps he is not the one with a handicap. We are. Our obligations, our fears, our pride, our circumstances, they all become disabilities when we do not submit them to Christ. Who knows if Kevin comprehends things we can never learn? After all, he has spent his life in that kind of innocence, praying after dark and soaking up the goodness and love of the Lord. And one day, when the mysteries of heaven are opened, and we are all amazed at how close God really is to our hearts, we'll realize that God heard the simple prayers of a boy who believed that God lived under the bed, his bed. Kevin won't be surprised at all.